Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 16th, 2024. Yesterday was my day to go to the Kentucky Mission Bible Training Center, where I teach Bible on Mondays, and we're reading through the book of John. And we're reading three chapters a week, and then they pick out a verse that they want to discuss. And it seems like the majority of them chose a verse that had to do with the woman at the well. And that means a lot to them because they're at the mission. It's a drug rehab center. So they're generally there because they have a problem that they're trying to deal with or trying to overcome. And, of course, they get 5.5 hours of Bible study a day. So what was our discussion? I mean, the reason they chose these passages is probably they identify with this lady some. She was a lady that had some difficulty in life and really was even had some sin in her life. Jesus is going to meet her, and he's going to meet a need for her. And so that might be why they chose these passages. It is one of my favorite passages because it says that he must needs go through Samaria. So we know that when Jesus went to Samaria, he went there with an agenda. He went there with a purpose. He went there because he had a divine appointment with this woman who was going to be at the well. One of the residents spoke about John 4:14, but whosoever drinketh of this water that I shall give him shall never thirst. And so when you think about that, you know, you ask the question, well, why do you think Jesus said that? Because the verse before it says, whoever drinks of the water that's in the well shall thirst again. And so why do you think that Jesus is talking about this? And so we got to discussing about physical water can only minister to physical thirst. But the water that Jesus had to offer was a spiritual water. And it can give an everlasting satisfaction to the thirst. And Jesus is mentioning this to this lady because he's identifying the fact that she has a thirst that she's not even aware of. She has a thirst that's more than physical thirst. She has something lacking in her soul. And Jesus can meet that need. And when he meets that need, he meets the need and she will never thirst again. So that causes us to pause and think about our own lives. And we think about our lives and some of the difficulties that we have and some of the situations and maybe we have a thirsting in our life. And we try to satisfy that thirst with many things. And we come to find out that thirst cannot be satisfied with anything in this world. There is a thirst that can only be satisfied by Jesus. And we also find out that when we drink from the well of Jesus Christ, Jesus said, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. When Jesus meets our spiritual need, it's a well springing up within us, and it's a well that never runs dry, and it continually satisfies us. And so today in your life, you might be thirsting. You might be looking for something. And you might have a need which you need supplied. And you might be looking for the satisfaction for that thirst and something that the world has to offer. But really, the only way your thirst can be satisfied is through Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage you, if you don't know Christ, trust in Christ. But also, if you're a Christian already and you find your soul longing for something and it can't seem to be satisfied, I want you to point you back to the well of water that Jesus gives us and recognize that what you're looking for, what you're thirsting for, can only be satisfied in Christ. Find your satisfaction in Jesus. Find his supply satisfactory, sufficient to meet your need. And remember, the water that he gives is a well springing up within us unto everlasting life. And so I want to encourage you today, find the answer for your thirst in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we can find satisfaction for our thirst in Jesus Christ. We find the satisfaction for our soul for eternity, but also, Lord, we find satisfaction for what we need in Jesus Christ. And help us to lean upon Christ and trust in him wholeheartedly and completely today. We just thank you for the hope that we have in Christ and all that he will supply for us when we seek him first. So help us to seek the Lord today. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good week. Go to the well of Jesus Christ and find that which is lacking in your life. That can find that which can satisfy your thirst only in Christ. Have a great day.